Sidebar 1, page 10. A millennial Sabbath and a sabbatical millennium. Several scriptures indicate that we should expect a millennial Sabbath after 6 1,000-year millennial days have expired. Peter said, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." 2 Peter 3, verse 8. Compare Psalm 90, verse 4. At creation, God instituted the weekly cycle of 7 days. When he rested on the seventh day, he sanctified it, which means he made it a holy day forevermore. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. When one adds up the biblical chronology and historic records, it's clear that the lapsed time since Adam and Eve has been almost 6,000 years, which is 6 millenniums. If Christ returns at the end of 6,000 years, his reign will be the 7th millennium. Can it be that God intends for us to think of the millennium as a 1,000-year Sabbath of rest from the evils, stresses, and suffering of the previous 6,000 years? From what Hebrews 4, verse 1 through 11 tells us, the answer is yes. This passage is comparing three rests, the weekly Sabbath rest and the rest for the Israelites after they ceased from wandering and entered the promised land of Canaan are types of the ultimate rest for the people of God after they enter the kingdom of God. Verse 9. End of sidebar.